The Bold Magnificence Podcast, an introduction and a welcome. Hi everyone, I am Nat Kuropatri of boldmagnificence.com, and today I want to share with you a little bit about how this show came about. Clarity behind the name of this show, why Bold Magnificence, and I also like to share what I hope you'll gain from listening. So the idea for this show, Bold Magnificence Podcast, came to me several months ago, probably early in 2017, and I was in a space between inspiration, how I was doing my business, how I was living my life, didn't seem to turn me on. It lacked life, or it lacked aliveness, and I was looking for new ways, new inspirations, and I thought it would be fun to interview people who are living in alignment with their truth, and to offer new ideas so that I can play with them, so that I can see what else is possible. Because we tend to live within what we know or learned to be true, based on how other people are living, or based on what we saw growing up. And so I realized that I had hit a limit, and I was looking for an opening. So I sat on that idea for a while and let that idea percolate, and so once I felt like, okay, now's the time, then I started reaching out to friends and colleagues and things I've seen on Facebook that inspired me to interview people to interview, to share their stories, to help inspire me, and to help inspire you, the listener. So over that time, I've come to understand that my intention for this show and what my purpose is to help people, to help you, the listener, connect to your own magnificence and live from that consciousness, to live from that frequency. And so let me share a little bit more about what I mean by magnificence. I believe that your essence, your natural divine essence, is magnificence, and it's a consciousness, a container of love, of greatness, of acceptance, possibilities, compassion, strength, worthiness, and grandness. And these are already inherent. They're natural. They're factory installed. It is the fabric of who you are. And I invite you to just take a moment now to breathe into that, to imagine, what does it feel like for you to feel loved, to know that you're already great, to know that who you are, who you're being, now and before and in the future, is acceptable, that you are appreciated for who you are, that you are worthy already for being alive, for existing. Feel into that space. Breathe it into your cells. And see what you notice. For me, when I breathe into that space, I feel more expansive and I feel lighter. And particularly that piece about being grand, I feel like I fill in more of my body. It's like I use my full capacity instead of a fraction of that. So that's you. You're magnificent. You are magnificent. And you don't have to do anything to prove that you are magnificent. You are already that. And the challenge comes through our experiences growing up, where things have been thrown at us, where we learn that parts of ourselves are not allowed, or that we made up in our minds that behaving in a certain way is not allowed, or showing up in a certain way is not allowed because it causes pain. And some examples of this might be that you learned that you're not allowed to have what you want because of money, or because it was too showy or too expensive, and you learned that you needed to settle. You might have learned that you're not allowed to be attractive because it drew attention that you didn't like. You might have learned that you're not allowed to be brilliant because it made other people, or you thought that it made other people feel bad. You might have learned that you were not allowed to stand out and be seen because it attracted the wrong type of attention and you felt pain. You might have learned that you were not allowed to put yourself first, or you were not allowed to relax because it was deemed lazy. There are so many different ways that we've learned to not allow our own magnificence. And what happens then is we start to close off from our magnificence. We don't feel this flow of brilliance and love and compassion and grandness and strength through us. And we seek it outside of us. We seek it from other people or through creating circumstances in our life to give us that feeling of having that fulfillment, but it's fleeting. And so through the interviews in this podcast, through the stories, I'm hoping that these stories can give you permission to be more of you, to accept all aspects of you, to have the courage to choose you, to choose your truth, whatever that is for you. And the boldness is about having that courage to go against the norm, to go against what's traditional, to go against everything that you've learned about how to fit in the world, and to really honor what works for you, to live in alignment with your own magnificence. So each of my guests will share their own story, whatever is up for them in the moment that's helping them feel alive, that's showcasing their own alignment. And I'm hoping that this wakes something up in you, that it gives you permission, that it creates space for you to be more you. Because the world is asking for that. The world is asking for you to be you. And when you're being you, honestly, that's when you're making the greatest impact in your own life and in the lives of other people around you. And I get it, it's not always easy. Because all the pain and heartache and trauma that each of us might have experienced leaves a mark within us, a feeling that often feels too much to overcome. But I believe in you. I believe in your magnificence. And I know that as you allow yourself to tune into that frequency, into that consciousness more frequently, you're going to surprise yourself and you're going to see what kind of magic that you'll experience and create in your own life by allowing you to be more of you. So I thank you for listening to this first introduction. I invite you to subscribe in whatever way, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or whatever way that you're listening in. And if what you're listening to is resonating, please reach out. Send me a message through my site, boldmagnificence.com. Reach out on Facebook. Or simply go do that thing that you've been inspired to do and share who you are with the world.